Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And a pleasant good afternoon and welcome, everyone, to a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss here with Deuce McAllister, and we are live from the J.B. Falgu Bank building, the main office of First American Bank in Vacherie, and we are here to honor all veterans for their service to America. We were here last year. There's some jambalaya being cooked. There's going to be some American flags if you come by, and again, we were here last year doing the same exact thing. Monday, November 11th. Is Veterans Day. It will be the salute to service game for the Saints this weekend as they host the Atlanta Falcons. And hello, Deuce.
How are you doing, young man?
I'm fine. I always enjoy the drive out here, especially because it's always, you know, November. We came here for veterans last year in the sugarcane fields and the high school football, and you know, but unfortunately, it's still 80 degrees. It doesn't feel like it, but it is what it is. And there's some I will wait for the 7 o'clock in the All-State Sugar Bowl prep football roundup, but I know there's a lot going on in the high school action that involves temporary restraints and, you know, legal action. And
well, you've got seedings as well. Though.
You can't. The pairings are supposed to come out, and I don't think they're going to come out. So it's
they'll come out. It may not be on the normal time, but they'll come out. I mean, because games have to be played. And here's what's interesting is a lot of those teams moved a lot of the games up because of the storm in the Gulf. And then as it continued to push, you know, we're going to get some rain, but I don't know if we're going to get as much as originally thought. So, you know, you had some teams playing last night,
right?
And then you'll have, you know, those that can play tonight and tomorrow night. But obviously, other things are going on in the high school ranks, and, you know, it's always intriguing, this time of year. And, good luck to all those teams that are vying for a playoff spot.
Right. We'll see how it all kind of shakes out. There's supposed to be a hearing on the 18th. They're supposed to move up the hearing. So, anyway, if things change during our 2 hours here in Vacherie, we will let you know. You know, I haven't talked to you this week, you know, because it was a pretty quiet week. Not much happened, you know.
I got to get my shirt. I'm going to get me a shirt made. There was a picture and a report of Deuce McAllister.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it.
As the intern head coach.
That's right, on Fox 8.
Yeah, and so I was probably the intern head coach all of about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. So I'm going to get me one of those shirts, interim head coach for 5 minutes.
You want that, whatever that pay is for that 5 minutes, you want 5 minutes of that incremental pay.
Well, I don't even think if the contract got signed in that 5 minutes, so you couldn't even say that, hey, you're due back pay for that 5 minutes. But a lot going on, and obviously a shakeup even in practice, a shakeup even in the locker room. And, you know, obviously reports are out about that. And here's the thing why some people may not understand the locker room situation. Normally, typically, you're going to be paired by position groups. But also, if I have a new team that really doesn't know each other, I am going to be random. Not necessarily 100% random with it, because I'm going to make sure, hey, I got a veteran by this guy, maybe a young guy. He doesn't know a lot about New Orleans. He's in his first year in New Orleans. It could be an offensive lineman next to a defensive back. And so for them to talk, that's why you would have random guys, so to speak, next to each other. Now, obviously, I know when they did it during COVID, it was because so one position group would not get, if one player got sick or potentially sick, one position group would not get the whole deal as far as being sick. But that's why, though, it would be, hey, why you leave it? It's basically, hey, you know, we want our players to interact with each other. Because I was telling some people, and you know it, but most people don't realize it, during those 7 months, you spend more time with your teammate than you do with your own family. It's like, what? Yes, you spend more time with your teammate than you do with your own family during those 7 months. And that's basically over the summer. I don't really call those full days, but the full days start in July. And it's all the way July through mid-January and even further, you know, late January if you continue to play into the playoffs. And so a lot of time around a player, and you want that player to get to know each other, because now if they can put self aside and worry about team, then you may have an opportunity to be pretty good.
So that was Monday.
Correct.
Tuesday, the trade for Marshawn Lattimore. Mm-hmm. There had been a lot of chatter about that. I guess just overall, give me, you know, so you didn't just lose your head coach in Dennis Allen. He also called plays. Joe Woods will call the plays. Joe Woods called the plays in Cleveland. He also called the plays in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, but it is, you know, changes.
A different voice.
Different voice.
A different voice, a different maybe ideas as far as, and it's not just Joe. You also move your defensive line coach.
Right.
Who will assist?
Todd Grantham becomes a senior defensive advisor.
Correct. So Grantham will help as well. You know, with the I call it the plan, put it together. But it's Joe, the guy that's going to call it.
And then Joe and Marcus are kind of developing a pass game.
Well, they're the pass game coordinators,
right?
And that's what I would call it.
And then Brian
BY
and
Hodges.
Mike Hodges, linebacker coach, are kind of the run game coordinators.
Yep, and so it marries together. And so it's all about, hey, how do we want to play this defense? What fits do we want to run? What do we feel the most comfortable? What personnel do we want to run? How do we want to rotate those guys? All of that has to fit together. And the thing unique about it is they've coached together before, so it's not a lot of new pieces in that sense, but now I will have a different voice maybe in my ear to suggest, hey, how about we do this, coach, or how about we do this? And it's, you know, ultimately it comes on Joe Woods and obviously Rizzi as far as what the ultimate call will be. You know, how aggressive do you want to be? How conservative do you want to be? Those are all things that they'll kind of talk about, not only pregame as far as the week of the game, but in game as well.
And finally, the one thing that we didn't know until today was kind of like, who, Coach Rizzi, is you? You were the assistant head coach. You were the game management. Who's that? Who's you now? And he says it's going to be more of a three-headed, you know, person, if you will, with Maloof, who he just hired himself. He will stay involved. And Genta.
Peter,
right? So you have a kind of three people who will be involved in that game management kind of thing role that Coach Rizzi held as the assistant head coach.
And you say that, but really for me, I don't think it changes a lot. I mean, because here's the thing with Rizzi that is different from D.A. D.A. was the defensive coordinator. Now, he was involved with the game management overall. But Rizzi doesn't have to go over and talk to a unit, more so like DA may have would have, you know, in between timeouts or in between XYZ. Rizzi, he's going to be focused on, hey, the execution. I may go over and speak with the offensive guy because they didn't convert on third down or it looked like, you know, there was miscommunication. And so that's one of the things that will still stay the same. I'm intrigued to see who changes. If anybody comes downstairs, goes upstairs, you know, this first game, does that change in any way? From a substitution standpoint, how is that handled? Because I don't know if that was necessarily all handled by DA or the call. You know, hey, look, we're going to play dime. Hey, we're going to play nickel. You know, and so we're going to go with base. We're going to go with three down. And you got to remember as well, a lot of that is going to be dictated on who is healthy. Defensively, you're healthy outside of your corner positions. You know, your front seven, you're pretty much, I don't want to call it healthy, but you're pretty
better
much
than the secondary.
You're pretty much healthy, so you may not have as much movement in that area. Now here's where it gets tricky. You call up players because you're missing. We know four are already out.
Right.
And you activated, and you got to tell me because I don't. Maybe a little bit was going on. We know that Eric practiced. We know that Nephi practiced. We know that Shane Lemieux practiced. So their 21-day window, when was it announced? It was this week, correct?
Yes.
So
I think for Nephi might have been last week, actually. But for Eric, I think it was this week. That's a 21-day window opened.
Yeah, the 21-day opened. And so if it was Nephi probably has a chance to play this week. Eric and Shane possibly?
I think Shane does. I don't think Eric. I think Eric.
Well, Eric was to practice.
Right.
Let's see how you feel. You'll be up next week. Shane, the only reason I don't know about Shane is because with Shane, you're going to have to release somebody off of your active roster.
I feel like it's going to be, as we go to break, I feel like it's going to be a lot like last week. On that, you're going to have active roster moves.
Maybe, and practice squad.
And practice squad and moves, practice squad. You're going to have both.
Well, you know the one guy, because he's questionable at this point, and I don't really know, would be Chris Olave. Do you put him out for four games? And I know that was discussed, but he would be a guy that you take down and you can bring up a guy if you have some other guys that may be banged up as well. You know that they know that. We don't know that yet.
Got to take a break. We're going to change gears. Got a lot going on. It's a busy weekend. Saints and Falcons. You've also got LSU and Alabama. We'll talk with Chris Blair next. Again, we are at the Falgu Bank Building, the J.B. Falgu Bank Building, the main office, First American Bank here in Vacherie, Front Vacherie. We'll have more on that throughout the day. We're here to honor all veterans for their service to America. WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. Special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. We are live from the J.B. Falgu Building, the bank building here, the main office of First American Bank in Vacherie. And we are here to honor all veterans for their service to America. Come on by 2785 Highway 20 and say hello to Deuce and get some jambalaya, get some chips, an American flag. And November 11th, Monday, is Veterans Day. We should serve and honor all year long, and not just today. Just a busy weekend ahead. Saints and Falcons, also LSU and Alabama. And just up the road from us, Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, joins us. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well.
We are well, and we'll get to, you know, when I kind of pulled up the game today to see get some of the latest, the first thing on the top of the Tigers versus Alabama is Omar the Tiger, right? The story of the live Tiger that's going to be on the sidelines. Wait, this is the top story? But this is a big one for both football teams, you know, as you look to that 12-team playoff, and it's always big with LSU and Alabama. Your thoughts on this, the kind of impact that this game could have for both teams?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, for 2 weeks, it's you know, I've been talking about, you know, with lots of people here on campus and Tiger fans that I run into about, you know, whether it's the BCS or 14 playoff or now a 12-team playoff, it seems like at least for the better part, almost 15 years, that those two teams when they meet, not quite the first weekend in November, but early November, nonetheless, that there always seems to be implications on the SEC, chance to win the SEC, and obviously now with winning, getting a chance to keep your hopes alive of entering a 12-team playoff, and that's no different here. I think when you look at the path both of these teams have made, the records as it sits, I think for all intents and purposes, the winner keeps those goals alive. It's not a lock because there's kind of a group of teams atop the SEC with one loss. So LSU could certainly help their cause there. But you certainly keep the opportunity alive with, three more weeks of regular season games to be in the conversation for a 12-team playoff. So, again, these two teams are going to meet, and that's why I think, a big focus for all college football fans coast to coast on Saturday night will be paying attention to what happens here at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, Chris, and that's what I was gonna bring up as well. For all intentional purposes, this is probably a knockout game when you look at it, which I don't know if it's actually bad because the focus definitely has to be there. And I think, a lot of people will say, well, the game doesn't matter because Saban in there and, maybe the rivalry fell off. Well, no, I think the game matters a lot. I think the game is obviously huge for the implications. And, it's one where if I'm LSU, I like it in my backyard as well, and just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Deuce. I mean, I've always been in favor. Of course, I came from a background in 1AA or FCS football where somehow they were able to manage 16 or more teams in a playoff. Go figure. I don't know how they did it for all those years. But so I've always been in favor. If you're going to do a playoff, you need more than four teams. And, I think this weekend with Georgia and Ole Miss, and LSU and Alabama and a number of games across the country, not just in the SEC. Here we are week 8, week 9, depending on, your bye weeks. And, there's still teams with one loss. There's still a team like Alabama with two losses where you're still kind of in the mix. And that's what I like about a 12-team playoff is that, it keeps each week later into the season a little more interesting, and everybody's still got a little skin in the game. And that's why I think it improves the overall sport because, Coach Kelly said it, I think, yesterday after practice. I mean, yes, you can argue that this is all those things are on the line for LSU and Alabama tomorrow night, but the same can be said for Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow. So that's why I like it. And I still think, whether Nick Saban's on the sideline or not, I mean, this LSU-Alabama matchup has created a life of itself because there's been some incredible moments. There's been some thrilling moments for LSU, probably more so for Alabama fans over that course of years. But it still means a lot, and it's going to be a wild night, as you guys have been reading over the last 24 hours. A truly wild night at Tiger Stadium coming up tomorrow.
And when you kind of look, and I think, because, I think, Saban's not coaching, but I think he's going to be there. I mean, he's supposed to be on the sideline, but then I heard maybe the live Tiger, maybe up in the suite area. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. Alabama's defense and LSU's ability to run the ball, that's been kind of an Achilles heel for Alabama, the kind of middle of their defensive front. They held Georgia to 80 yards, but Tennessee 200-plus, Vandy 160-plus, South Carolina 130-plus. They don't have the talent there that we're so used to seeing, and that's got to be a big point for this LSU offense to be able to run the ball, because if you can, man, it could be a long night for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the key. I mean, you look at Alabama, I think nationally they're somewhere like 64th in rushing defense, which is, again, you're not accustomed to that. And then you look at LSU, who's a lot farther down the list when it comes to rushing offense. But, LSU is who they are in game 9 of the season. They had gotten a little bit better in the run game against South Carolina. They got a little bit in the second half, certainly what they needed in that second half against Ole Miss. And then I thought ran the ball effectively, against Arkansas. And as Coach Kelly told me last night on his show, I think he was admitting, hey, look, we're not asking for a 250-yard rushing afternoon. But in the Arkansas game, those 3 to 4 to 5 yards on first down suddenly put Garrett Nussmeier in this receiving core in second and short, certainly second and medium. And that, again, is the way LSU can really be effective with their mainstay, which is the passing game. Texas A&M, you got to give them credit. I mean, most of the night they rushed four and put seven in coverage, but LSU was looking at second and 10, second and 12, second and 13. And everybody in the building, all 108,000, knew that, you know, this was going to be a passing down, and that allowed Texas A&M, again, with their front four, to just pin their ears back and really – That was the change in the game. So for LSU, you have a chance to run the football, but you're not looking for – I mean, it'd be great if you could get it, but you're just basically trying to stay on schedule, because when you look at those games where teams have tried many different things defensively, Ole Miss has an incredible defensive front. Texas A&M has a good defensive front. The Aggies found out South Carolina has a really good defensive front. LSU was a one-trick pony, but they were still able to win because they got enough to stay on schedule. And to me, that's what you're looking for tomorrow against this Alabama defense. And, you know, Coach Kelly told me last night they have looked at everything. So, you know, we'll see whether or not they try to run right at them or maybe try to get to the outside. But a little bit of running will go a long way for LSU.
Last one for me, and I really, you know, I don't want to, we obviously, if he's in a group, then he's in a group, but is there a position group or a player or even a unit that has to play either at their expected level or even above the expected level for LSU to be successful?
I think, Deuce, it really, for me, and Coach talked about it a little bit last night, it's got to be the defensive front, and mainly the defensive edge rushers, because they have played so well and been fairly consistent. And that's Braden Swenson, Savion Jones, with some help from the interior guys. They don't get all the glory, but they make that stuff happen. But the key is, in the second half against Texas A&M, they couldn't adjust quick enough to, okay, we've gone from a drop pack pro style to a zone read running quarterback, and they were running right by Marcel Reed. They still got pressure. They just ran right by the quarterback. And they have played well against dual style quarterbacks, against Arkansas, against Jackson Dart, against South Carolina. So I think the key is going to be against Jalen Milroe, who, again, you know, he's a total of 25 touchdowns he's accounted for this year, 13 through the air, but 12 rushing. And I heard Savion Jones say this week in a media opportunity that they can't change their aggressive style of trying to disrupt the offensive backfield, but they have to be smart. So if you're going to be the guy that's pinning his ears back to go to the quarterback, you've got to have a teammate that understands he's got to fill that hole so that you don't allow a giant runway for Milroe to escape the pocket and then bust huge plays, because that's what he did last year to LSU. And I'm not comparing last year's defense to this year's, but you still have to be disciplined. You can be aggressive, but you have to be disciplined. And for me, defensively, trying to hem in Jalen Milroe is going to be number one. He's got weapons around him, elite players around him like Ryan Williams. They got two really good running backs. But straight up, I think LSU can play with those other offensive weapons. It's going to come down to, do you let Jalen Milroe get loose? I think if you can keep him in the pocket, which is much easier said than done, and maybe speed up his footwork, maybe get him a little off balance, you know, he will throw the ball to you. But when he gets out and running, extends the pocket, extends the play, and then when he tucks and runs, if nobody's there at home, it can be a very long night for the Tiger defense.
Well, Chris, enjoy the wild night that is coming your way. We appreciate your time. It will be interesting tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will be okay, but it's always a big one. Tigers and Bama, thanks again.
You got it, guys. I was told 9 years ago when I got here, it never rains in Tiger Stadium.
Well, that may be true. We will find out. Thanks. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister got to take a break. We're live, special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. We're from the J.B. Falgu Bank Building, the main office of First American Bank here in Vacherie, Front Vacherie, I'm told. We're here to honor all veterans for their service to America. Back after this on WWLAMFM.com, always free. Where? The Odyssey app. Well, welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, to a special edition of Fans in the Pro. We are at the J.B. Falgu Bank Building. It's the main office of First American Bank here in Vacherie, and we are here to honor all veterans for their service to America. And joining us now is Donald Nash, St. James Parish, District 7 Councilman, and we're going to talk about this building. And we're going to talk about the man this building is named after, J.B. Falgu. And we all hear about community banks and this and that. And First American, which has been around a long time,
yes,
is a community bank. And you felt it, you touched it, because of a man named J.B. Falgu.
Very much, very much. It's kind of touching. It's been roughly 20 years plus. And J.B.'s son, Ronnie, and I was riding through a community, Terre Haute community. And there was a piece of property that was there. And I would pass there often, I mean, riding a bike or running. And I wanted to purchase that property. Well, at the time, my wife was in nursing school, and I was only making like maybe $5 an hour. And I went to Mr. J.B. Fagos, and I said, I'm looking to purchase a piece of property. He said, okay, tell me what you plan on doing. I said, well, long term, I would like to eventually build a house there. Well, that went on for a couple of years. So he gave me that opportunity to go on and purchase the property. I think at the time my note was maybe $186 a month. Well, 5 years later, or maybe 10 years later, I decided to want to build a house. And at the time, there wasn't any funding. I mean, I had the dream, and I was working, and didn't have that much money in the bank. And we sat down and talked about it, and at the time, it was required to have $20,000 in order to build a house. The value of the property and whatever I needed to move forward on was like $125,000. So Mr. JB asked me, he said, you need a down payment. I said, well, I'm looking to use sweat equity. He looked at me and he kind of laughed. He said, tell me about this sweat equity. I said, well, if the house cost me $125,000 to build, and the value of the house at the time was like $270,000 or $300,000, I said, there's a sweat equity balance in between there. I said, I'm going to use that sweat equity toward building the house. And he said, well, I don't know if the board members is going to approve this kind of action. He said, but I tell you what, let me think about it. And the next day he said, go and talk to Rosie, and we're going to make that happen. He said, but that's one thing I want you to do for me. At the time, he wanted us to go in and do a little commercial at Oak Alley at the time. We did a commercial, and he said, I believe that you're going to really make me proud by paying for doing what you need to do for us, keeping up with the notes and everything. He said, tell me a little bit about this dream that you have. I said, well, coming off a plantation and from a single parent, mom had 9 of us in the family, and out of the 9, 6 of us have a college education. And I said, if you want something, you have to work hard toward getting it. And when you get it, you got to appreciate it and look for this next person that you can actually pull up. And I said, in the community at the time, I was living on St. Joe Plantation, and I moved to South Vashon. Well, I wanted to move my mom into her own house. Mom was 83, 84 years old. And I said, I want the house that I was renting. I was able to purchase that house and move my mom into that house before she passed away. As a council person in the community, I continue to give because I receive from, you know, Mr. JB giving me a chance. And before he passed away, I would pass through the community, stop there and talk to him. After the house was paid, I went on and bought him a gift certificate. And he looked at me and said, no one have never bought me a gift certificate based on giving them an opportunity the way you did. And it wasn't it was not to give him a gift certificate because he went on and took a chance, but it was this next person that's going to come behind me that see that vision if you believe in yourself, you can move forward. Nobody can hold you back. You hold yourself back. And right now, I give a lot to our community because someone, like I said earlier, someone gave it to me.
And to be clear, you lived in the house.
Yes.
Paid for the house.
Paid for the house.
Live there still.
Yes. Yes, still live in the house. Like I said, the vision of paying for the house, I didn't know at the time how I would actually pay for it.
Sweat equity.
Sweat yes. equity.
The note was $946 a month. Well, at the time, my wife was chaired at school of nursing in New Orleans, and when you crunch the numbers, it's like, okay, you have to get up to $946 a month. So I decided to start doing construction work for myself. And I'm still doing construction work now. I started working, at the time I was working for the parish utility system, and I worked my way up from there. I started off as a ground utility individual reading meters, and I worked my way up to the management level. And everything worked out. The funding for his paying the house was there, and it grew from there. So if your vision is enough, you can make your vision possible.
Well, I think Deuce and I, that's the best job we've done in a block yet. Say like six words. Donald Nash, we appreciate the story to know about the building that we're in and the man that we're in. Congratulations. Continued success
yes.
here in St. James Parish.
And keep making St. James Parish what it is. Keep growing it.
Yes, yep. yes. Very important.
Got to take a break. Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister back after this. We're at the J.B. Falgu Building in Vacherie here on WWL. Welcome back. Special edition of Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're live from the J.B. Falgu Bank Building in First American Bank here in Vacherie. A whole other hour coming your way. We're going to talk about the Pelicans, more of the Saints and Falcons. So come on by. Get an American flag. Get some jambalaya as we celebrate Monday. What will be Veterans Day? Back after this, the news is next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.